Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, cattle futures were able to close higher in all contracts with the exception of August yesterday. There was little to get excited about due to limited cash trading. Certainly does not seem as if cash will be higher than the first indications of the week. Much more business should be done later today as packers need to purchase some cattle. Whether they will need to bid up to get them is the question that will be answered sometime this afternoon. Box B finally slowed its descent, ending mixed yesterday with choice cuts down $4.63. Select cups were up 73 cents. Export sales were respectable with an increase of 31% over the previous week. On the hogs, well, they tried to find support on Wednesday but could not hold yesterday with July closing limit down, which may have been the only reason that the price did not fall below $100. The market was not helped by the sharp drop of cash yesterday with the national direct afternoon price down $6.60. Cutouts had a nice turnaround, though, on Thursday with an increase of $5.17. Well, September Kansas City wheat's up about 7 cents early today, holding roughly sideways while staying below its 100-day average at $6.36. Heavy rain amounts expected in the southwestern U.S. plains the next few days with flash flood watches posted in western Oklahoma and northeastern Kansas. The rain comes at an inopportune time for crops in the midst of harvest. This is even more true for soft red winter wheat crops in Missouri and eastern Midwest, where heavy rain amounts are currently falling and are expected over the next 7 days. December corn is a penny higher early today, holding support above $5.18, with more rain on Friday morning's weather map around northern Missouri and Illinois. The heaviest rain amounts expected the next 7 days stretch from the Texas Panhandle to Michigan and the Great Lakes, with flash flood watches posted from northern Missouri to northern Indiana. And November soybeans trading 5.5 cents higher early today, crawling above important support near $12.92, and we'll check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
August live cattle was down 25 cents yesterday, 122.62. October up 10, 128.27. And August up a dollar, and the August feeder cattle up $1.45, 157.15. September up $1.12 at 159.20. July hogs down $4.50, $100.02. Kansas City wheat, July down 6 cents, 606. September down 6 and a quarter, 614 and a half. Chicago wheat, July down 10 cents, 651 and a quarter. September down 11 and 3 quarters at 652. July corn's down 11 cents, 653 and a quarter. September down 1 and 3 quarters at 549 and a quarter. July soybeans down 13 and 3 quarters, 1371 and a quarter penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.